It's super cool. Have you guys been able to try the co-op feature?
No. No one. Kate would never play that game with me, and I don't let anyone else in my house.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I haven't tried it either.
Gotcha. So the way it works... Oh, Kevin, do you have a response?
No.
Okay.
No response. You're the only person who has other people in his house to play games with, I think, Dieter.
Apparently.
I realized that probably wasn't clear that I was counting to three.
I mean,
but
I figured we could just figure it out from there.
Yeah. Welcome to Sitsock. Hopefully everyone did that. I just counted in Russian for some reason. I don't know why.
Sitsock.
Welcome to Sitsock, everybody.
Yay!
This is Kendrick.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Joe.
And I'm Kevin.
And welcome to Sitsock, everybody. I think I said that at least four times.
I'm Kyle.
So
oh, wait.
Oh, no.
No. Start the episode over.
You know what the worst part about being stuck in a time loop is?
What is the worst part about getting stuck in a time loop?
You know what the worst part about getting stuck in a time loop is?
No, what's the worst part about getting stuck in a time loop?
I'm going to get a gun.
It's ran its course.
My question is, does the Cerakote make the gun taste better or worse?
Cerakote?
Cerakote. It's the finish on a gun. I feel like it'd be all pebbly on your tongue, but maybe it'd make it taste better than just the oil blackened steel.
Only one way to find out.
The questions that Sitsock asks everybody.
Those are the bad day conversations we have at work.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I wonder which of my guns have the best tasting barrel. And it's like, so you're in one of those days. It's like, yep.
Then you come to work the next day and say, it was the Colt 45, unprompted. No.
The best, I think my favorite comeback was one of my coworkers said, you don't know what your gun barrel tastes like? And I said, no, I don't, because if I did, I'd be gone. I'm not a pussy. And it put him in his fucking place.
Damn, I think I know exactly who that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was very proud of my outburst because I've never seen that individual show up so effectively as that. That was delightful because he's like, all right, fair point. Carry on. It's like, yep. So suicide notwithstanding, how are you guys doing? Long time no see.
Yeah.
Didn't I just see you like a few days ago?
A week ago. Yeah, a week.
Almost... A week ago. I saw you on Friday.
Yeah, a week ago.
Don't date the episode.
Yeah, no, you're
right.
That
was last week.
You're right. It's already been a hell of a week.
Yeah. So, I've got a thing I'd like to talk about haven't already, unless someone else has something they want to talk about, because mine's not very good, but I have to fill time.
Lead the charge, man.
Sure. Go ahead.
So, we've talked about cognito hazards.
Yeah.
And the different kinds that are out there. And there's some subtle ones that I like. Like, so cognito hazards are before we talked about the things that you learn them once they're in your brain. Knowing it is dangerous. Like it fucks you up in some fashion. We're not going to talk about the main one because we don't want to force anyone else to become entrenched in what I believe Kyle and I are doomed by right now. And I don't think anyone else is, but I'm not going to say it because once you've done it, it's unknowable. And I talked about the one that's got like the visual hallucinations. There are other ones that we have in our life. One of them is that the word homeowner has the word meow in the middle of it. And once you learn that, you can never read the word homeowner again without calling it homeowner.
Homeowner.
Yeah.
Homeowner.
That's like I've permanently damaged all of your brains now, right? For
damaged.
Hearing that.
It's been damaged.
But it's not like it's a harmless fashion, right? But that's just, that's the kind of thing that you just can't recover from. And the one I wanted to talk about was a video that I didn't get a chance to send you all to watch beforehand. So you're just going to have to hear me talk about it. It's a Tom Scott video called Why Jonathan Ross Can't Pronounce His R's. And I will link it in this episode. But basically, there is a verbal defect that I can't be arsed to remember because I only scrubbed to the point of the video where I could read this text without listening to it because I came up with it exactly 6 minutes ago. 6 minutes, 6 minutes. And basically, it boils down to how you say your R's, how you articulate the letter R. And basically, it's whether or not it's closer to an L or a V. So if you find it easier to say la, ra, la, ra, la, ra, then you are more likely saying it like an L. If you find it easier to say ra, va, ra, va, ra, va, then you're more likely saying it like a V. Now, all of you are from here, so you probably say it like an L. But what if you watch this video, which is only 3 minutes long, he does a much better way of explaining it to me. For the rest of your life, you will now be listening for people who pronounce their R's wrong.
Which way is
wrong or different?
Well, it's considered a defect now, but it's so subtle that it's actually started to gain traction, and by the end of a certain amount of time, may become the most common pronunciation.
Gotcha. See, I think I may have already had a small insight into that conundrum. I didn't know that there was a name or that it was considered a defect, but it's in the same thing of when I was when I was learning Korean.
Yep.
The L and R sound individually does not exist. It is a sound in between the two.
Ura. Japanese is similar, yes.
Yep. Which is why...
and so those... Yeah.
It's why when you see a lot of Asian countries, Japanese, Korean specifically, learning English as a second language, have a harder time with the... And this could be more of just like... It's more common in movies as kind of a trope, kind of a systematic racist, slightly racist trope. But they have a harder time pronouncing R's and L's appropriately because that doesn't exist for them. It is an entirely new sound.
So it's an interesting... It's tricky. So there is actually something you can relate to a little bit for anyone who doesn't learn Japanese or Korean. When we talk about, like... the joke is like the super offensive Kim Jong-il in Team America World
Team
Police.
America, yeah.
Yeah. Where he's like, hero. And that whole, like, hero as a concept is because people of those countries don't... They basically can't articulate the difference between the L's and the R's, so they essentially just guess until they memorize all the words, and then they just kind of pick one. Because you can learn how to say it, but it's honestly, literally, that their ears aren't attuned to the difference. And the interesting part there is it actually goes the other direction. I believe it's Hindi. And as I'm starting this, I'm losing confidence in the knowledge here. But it's Hindi, I think, that has three different T sounds. And English speakers cannot hear the difference.
Hmm.
So you might hear someone speaking to you, and they're like, oh, it's a T. And then you're like, oh, T. No, it's T. And you're like, oh, T. No, it's T. And it's like, I don't fucking know what you're talking about. And so it goes in both directions for levels of articulation, of differentiation of consonant sounds.
Learning and
growing.
Yeah, this is an educational
Yay!
One. But yeah,
I love it.
We were talking about cognito hazards, and that one came up right beforehand, and I just wanted to share it. So I'll send that out later, and we can... I guess I should have sent it out first, but... Well, anyway. Hello.
What is that? I'm sorry. I must have missed what that had to do with cognito hazards, or was that something...
Well, so the premise is once you see this and you understand that you're going to hear the difference between people who talk about their R's like Jonathan Ross versus Jonathan Ross, both of those are clearly understood by you to be a person whose name starts with R, Ross. But going forward, once you understand the distinction, at least for me, I can't hear anybody without getting like sidetracked by the fact that I'm hearing them articulate the R one way or the other.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
And I've gone to school with some people, and we've known some people who talk like this, and you don't think about it, because you just, oh, they talk a little different, and you move on, because you're a fucking adult. But it's this subtle distinction that I have a hard time doing. I can't simulate it very well, except when talking about this person, Jonathan Ross. So when I say Ross versus yes. Ross, hello,
no.
Like, those kinds of subtle distinctions are just how your tongue moves in your mouth. Wild shit.
Yeah. It's very interesting. It's very cool. We learned a thing. Now I want to see that video. Make sure that video gets posted in the link in the description so that we can see it and our viewers can too.
I'm going to do those things. I'm going to do all those things. You could be viewers. I see someone peering in from the distance. They're probably a viewer.
Huh. Just standing on top of the hill, staring.
Oh, they have way too many eyes. Uh oh.
No.
That's what I thought you were going to talk about. That seems like a segue to what we should all talk about because we've all been doing, which is Sundered.
Yeah.
Sunder. I didn't think you guys were going to like that game so much. I'm glad you do, though.
Digging it, dude. I love... It's a solid platformer, and what a solid platformer needs is very tight movement, and it has that, like, perfectly. I love the movement in that game.
It is floaty in the right ways.
Yeah.
I love the lore.
The upgrading is what's got me hooked. I love upgrading like that.
It's very reminiscent for me of Final Fantasy X.
In the good way, and not the shitty way.
Not the good way. I hated everything else about Final Fantasy X, but that was an interesting, cool level-up system.
I liked the mechanic. I hated how hard it was to do stuff. I love in Sundered how easy it is to fill it in.
Yeah.
Because you just get money and fill it in. Kevin, I fear you may have fixated on that to the detriment of the rest of the game, though.
I might have. The boss, that big chair boss, I've fought him like 3 times now, and he's very, very easy.
Oh. See, I've only beaten him the one time. That's
well, you can
I'm
beat him more than once.
Beat him more than once? Yeah.
Yeah, I ended up back in his room again, because I was just exploring, and I couldn't remember what was in there. So I stumbled back in, and you kind of get locked in until you beat him again.
Yeah, what do you get if you beat him again?
Just more money. I was just hunting money that go right.
Oh.
Seems like a good way to get money.
Do you even have all the upgrades yet? Like, you can't even get the whole tree, can you?
No, I think it blocks you off at some point. I have a good chunk of the top half.
It just blocks you off on each one based off the other gear.
Yeah, like until you get the upgrade, right? Like,
Yeah.
I finally moved off into the second area, though.
Okay. So. Yep. Yeah, the worst part is every time you buy something, everything gets more expensive.
Yeah.
Close to 1,000 a pop now.
Yeah.
It'll be awkward if you want to upgrade some of the later movement abilities.
I don't know. I've been kind of like fixating on a thing that I want. I was like, cool, I want to get to the like shield enhancement, like and just kind of build my way towards that. And then I don't know, man. It's like I was gonna say completely off topic. We actually discovered the multiplayer facet of the game completely accidentally.
Yeah.
Tyler came over, and we were talking about stuff, and I was like, yeah, like he wanted to play Dead Cells. I was like, yeah, I was like, actually, I just picked up this new game that's very like Dead Cells, called Sundered, and he's like, I would actually be more interested in watching you play that for a little bit. I was like, okay, so I picked it up, and I had accidentally turned on both my controllers, and when I started the game, he was there on screen. I was like, what? He was like, oh, it's co-op. Like, hell yeah. So we just like ran co-op for a bit. And it's super cool. Have you guys been able to try the co-op feature?
No. No one. Kate would never play that game with me, and I don't let anyone else in my house.
Gotcha.
So yeah, I haven't tried it either.
Gotcha. So the way it works. Oh, Kevin, do you have a response?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. You're the only person who has other people in his house to play games with, I think, Dieter.
Apparently. So, yeah, the way that it works is that the player one character, you look the same. The other, and again, I've only done it with two, so I don't know what it looks like with four. Tyler's character was like a photo negative. And his bar, like all his player information, is on the right side of the screen. He has his own energy and finisher bar, but everybody shares the main health bar. When you click L1 to heal, only player one can do that. The other players teleport back to player one. So player one has to basically manage the health for everybody, but everybody takes damage.
Interesting.
What's the shield like? Is it shield across everyone too?
The shield, I believe, is actually individualized as well.
Okay.
Because I think it like shows up on Tyler when he was getting hit.
Finisher's not ready.
But man, yeah, we had
I'm surprised you guys haven't talked about the perks yet. I thought that was a really cool part of that game. Like not just the upgrading of the tree, but like finding the perks and the random drops and like that Castlevania grinding element that you kind of go through.
I actually this is going to sound weird just because of the other time we talked about this kind of stuff, but the perks with the, that have the downsides gave me the worst anxiety of video games.
Absolutely.
And they even tell you in the loading screens, the downsides are never, like, they're never so bad you don't want them. And I thought that was funny.
I thought that too, and I'm like, that's interesting. That I'm only rocking ones that have no downsides.
Yep. Same. Absolutely same.
I accidentally equipped the one kind of that gives you more, I think it was more, it does something where it gives you more healies, but it turns them into shield boosts instead of heals.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize what I had done. And so like I was running through the game wondering why I couldn't heal at all.
That seems to me like unhelpful. What was that, Kevin?
I said I did try the ignore shield one, and that was actually pretty useful.
Nice.
It was like you get to ignore their shields, which was helpful for a lot of those bastards.
It's great for those fucking laser cannon guys.
So.
Oh, and those invisible bastards. Yeah. That one invisible bastard. Oh,
dude.
I like the one of the rooms you go to like, sorry, I'll let you finish your thought.
Oh, no, I was only going to say that that invisible floating dude, when I encountered him, I was on my way to his room, and he intercepted me.
That's the first time I died was fighting that guy. I was like, what the fuck is this guy doing? He's got that heavy hit, and it just like, if you haven't done it before, you're just like, oh my god.
I don't remember what my, that might have been my first time I died. I made it through a mini boss, and going along, like, this game's not so bad. And then I went to somewhere. I went to an endless horde, realizing what I'd done. And
that's
I just
was going to say.
Fucked.
Those are cool. I haven't seen another game that's quite done that, you know, besides Castlevania's Respawn. But it was like those laser beam dudes shooting all over the place. And I started fighting them for like a solid 5 minutes. And I was like, okay, there's something going on here. Like, I can't kill these guys. So, like, it was cool because it was like Guacamelee-esque in how you had to dodge everything.
Yep.
And
I got a big Guacamelee vibe. Big Guacamelee vibe.
But not as hard. Maybe it is.
No, yeah. No, it's not as hard, but it is a big Guacamelee vibe. Yeah. Like, it was, what it was to me was an excellent middle ground between, like, Symphony of the Night, Guacamelee, and
like
Super Metroid.
Game.
Yeah.
I like that it's got the small rogue aspects, but it's not.
Yeah,
it's
Kevin.
Not, it felt like Children of Morta, the rogue stuff did to me.
Mm-hmm.
I still haven't played that one.
You could kind of overpower it if you get ahead of yourself. So you can get ahead of the curb and you kind of are able to play a little easier if you want to.
Yeah,
what did you
I got that
set
vibe.
It to? Easy, normal?
I did normal.
Okay.
And I've upgraded my damage everywhere I could. I currently have just murder hands. I got freaked out by the devourers.
I don't know that.
If you haven't got to the devourers yet, then good luck.
Excellent. I'm excited and terrified.
Yeah, Joe, when you first said earlier, you're like, yeah, I don't know why they call it Eldritch Edition. I'm not really seeing any kind of like Lovecraft stuff. And then I got to the second region. I'm like, oh, Joe should get here. Because I'm finding it
now. I was kind of wondering that, too. I was like, what? I mean, the only thing I saw were like tentacles. And I was like, I guess these are kind of like the little tentacles you fight at the beginning. I'm like, oh, those are
Yeah.
Well, I think for me, my first big hint, I got my first Elder Shard, and I upgraded the shield, and it turned it into, I forget what the actual name, but they called it a Mygo Shield.
Yeah.
Which is a straight Lovecraftian monster. I was like, oh, and then I started like reading some of the other things, like, oh, they are just using, like, got it, using Lovecraft monster names for a lot of this stuff.
I got Azathoth's Breath.
Yeah.
The place I got it from, the things that happened to me, they're not just using the names. They're,
oh god.
That's something's going on here, and I spoiled myself a teensy bit unintentionally while trying to figure out the right path forward, but there's some shit going down, and some shit went down, and we're kind of in the post-end game environment, like what happens after whatever it was, and I'm getting some strong vibes. This is like, what would happen if the Lovecraft, like if something went wrong, and they all kind of took over?
Well, don't say anymore. I want to keep playing.
Yeah,
The only ones I've upgraded so far is the Valkyrie cannon, because I didn't know what I was doing. I went mm-hmm. in that room again, and I was like, oh, shit, I can use these shards now? Boom.
Same.
And then I saw now the cannon knocks me across the room when I do it. Like,
oh, shit.
Instead of just pushing me back, it throws me physically across the room. Yeah. It's kind of interesting.
Nice. I was confused I did the about same that thing. Upgrade thing. I'm still not sure how it works. I must have upgraded something. But
gotcha.
You would have known if you would have used a shard. It's pretty dramatic.
Like, yeah,
it's fucking unsettling.
You go back when you have your Elder Shards. You go back to one of the locations that you got one of your power ups, the shield, the cannon. I forget what the third one is. The double jump, right?
Yeah, because
that's the one I update. Yeah, that's what I did. So I upgraded the shield and the double jump, and the double jump basically turns you into a shade when you hold the jump button down and you float. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, right. I'm pretty sure I'm the bad guy.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
I must have upgraded the cannon, because that thing launches me. Like, I used it to get to a place. I was like, how the hell do I get across this? And it. So I just turned around and launched myself with the cannon across there.
That's about. I don't know what I
was supposed to do, but it sure as hell worked.
Kev,
that game has some of the loosest gating around some of the movement controls.
That's what I love.
Not all, but it's got some where you're like, I'm cheesing this, and I don't know if I'm supposed to. And it's like, right? Oh, you're not, but
that's
good luck,
such
fucker,
a great
now
feeling.
You're up here.
But that leaves that whole open exploration thing of if you can figure out how to fucking get there, doing it. You're the genius.
But then it also has the best part of a Metroidvania part where it's like, yeah, you weren't supposed to be here.
Uh-uh.
So these guys are going to put this in your butt now, okay? It's I should have known. This is on me. Yeah.
I think we're at time.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. So good luck naming this one, Future Kendrick, asshole.
Yeah. The Kendrick, you sundered asshole. Hey, there's your title.
Ouch.
I don't think so.
Sundered asshole is also
a sundered. All
sundered
is kind of already sundered.
Sundered sphincter.
Is that what I heard?
Sundered sphincter.
Yeah.
Sock in the tale of the sundered sphincter.
I love
Someone
it.
Put that in an email to me when you send me it, so I have a chance to remember.
You got it.
Like, comment, and subscribe, and smash that notification bell, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Nice.